fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 21st day of September 2008. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Got a very nice letter from email from one of my listeners. I'll just give her first name, Natalie, if you're listening, Natalie. I just finished watching your global warming presentation on DVD and wanted to thank you for making this information available. It made a lot of sense in the way it connected some pieces of things I've seen over the past 2 years on the news, and I am trying to help get this information out to my family so we can prepare as best we can. I've never been so touched by any presentation of facts as this in the way you laid out all the science and preparedness facts out and connected everything in a calm and informative manner, and appreciate the part on spiritual preparation. I just wanted to share my gratitude with that you are doing this work to warn people, and I hope to tell others to watch your video and read your materials and hear your radio show. Thank you very much, Natalie. I just sent you an email thanking you as well. I'm getting a lot of responses like that, ladies and gentlemen, on my new DVD titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. And we'll be talking a bit more after this first break that's coming up soon. This is a live call-in show. I don't have any guests scheduled per se. We got a couple that might be calling in. John from Texas, who was part of an emergency response team and is a part of an emergency response team down there in search and rescue. We may have Rick calling in from Montana. I don't know if Rick will be calling today or not. And a couple of others are certainly possibilities. No scheduled guests as such. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. I need to remind you that Republic Broadcasting does have a website, republicbroadcasting.org. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. Don't forget to put the in front of Liberty Man, thelibertyman.com. First break, stay tuned, be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 21st day of September, 2008. Board's already getting lit up with callers. My engineer was kidding me. It's going to be an all-John show. We've got three Johns on hold. Be getting those momentarily. Once we get busy, I don't want to pass up a very important announcement, and it has to do with Freeze-Dried Guy. He has taken delivery of the largest delivery of freeze-dried food in the 38 years that he's been in business. Fresh Mountain House freeze-dried food, number 10 cans. He was out for a while, now he's back. Freeze-Dried Guy has been at this a long time. He will consult with you to help you put together what your family needs, given their age and health and physical activity, that kind of thing. Put together a custom package for your family. His website's freezedryguy.com. I'll give out both his numbers. If you want to place an order, there's a toll-free number. That's 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. If you need a consultation or need to talk to Freeze-Dried Guy, here's the number you call, 503-265-8333. 503-265-8333. And ladies and gentlemen, we went through the build-up for Y2K, getting ready for that, and never, ever saw a shortage of freeze-dried food or a shortage of anything that I'm aware of. But then at that point in time, in 1999, we weren't competing with the U.S. government and other governments for this freeze-dried food. That's, in fact, what's going on. And if you go to Mountain House's website, Oregon Freeze Dry, Mountain House, same company, you'll see that they state clearly that they're out of number 10 cans, and they won't be delivering or selling number 10 cans of food until January 2010 at the earliest. And, of course, they deny that government's been buying up everything they've got. My private sources tell me otherwise. Why else would that be the case unless we were competing with the government for this food? Freeze Dry Guy's been in business and has a working relationship with these people. He's well into about to wrap up his fourth decade of doing business with Mountain House. So he's got the food. You need to contact him at those numbers I gave. I'll give them out again later in the show. Website's freezedryguy.com. There's a link for my website. Get it while you can. You don't want to be caught short here. And going straight to these calls, we got John from Winnipeg. Are you there, sir?
Hi, John.
Hey, well, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, geez, I'm watching TV and I'm listening about the $700 billion bailout. And it seems, from what I understand, people really don't know what's going on. You know, the TV's not making an effort to have the Americans understand. You know, you're buying up a bunch of junk securities. You know, these are, in many cases, it's actually a criminal fraud. You know, you had like ninja loans, for example. There's no identification required and no job either. So they're giving out money that you can't trace. So they're, and the people who are against immigration say, well, they're giving it to the poor illegal immigrants. Well, they're not. They're if they're criminals, they're obviously pocketing the money for themselves because there's no way to trace the cash back. There's no identification. They're not required to have an identification.
That part's gone. Yeah, you know, let's back up a bit here, John. Sure. The part you're talking about, who got these? The proceeds from these loans went to the sellers of the real estate, not to illegal immigrants unless they happen to own real estate.
Right.
Basically,
so
what we're doing, we're bailing out banks here. Let's be,
sure. And it's like a group like AIG, for example, they're lending money out to people. Americans just don't understand. They're only required to cover 1/20th of the loan. So if I'm borrowing you $20, I'm giving you a dollar. You say, well, I thought you were giving me $20. Yeah, well, the American public's going to cover the other 19, and you better keep up your payments to me, John, because
what you're saying is true, John, and it's not well understood. I've talked to enough people in finance and insurance to come to understand this. Insurance companies make their money by being financial institutions and loaning money.
Right.
The insurance part of it, covering your car, your house, or whatever it might be, that's just where they get the capital to make their investments and loan money. Insurance companies make their money by loaning money. That's how they make their money.
Yeah, and did you hear about AIG? What they did is they were running low on capital, so they decided to borrow money to themselves. Now, isn't that interesting? You know, I don't have enough capital, but the American suckers are on the hook because they can't figure this stuff out. So I'm just going to borrow myself money because they're not required to cover the loan. Now, in other countries, not very many of them actually, but there's a few countries where the shareholder is the depositor. That's the way it's supposed to be if you actually rationally think this stuff through. But anyway, AIG gets bailed out by the Bush mob, and they're getting $85 billion. Now, what? So they borrowed themselves money for additional capital. Now they want to be bailed out again. They're swimming in is your money. And the TV's telling you about how you got to help these guys, man. They're suffering.
I know.
And they get all your cash, and all the people who have covered the loan, who take the loss for the loan, and you're not even going to get the houses. You know that's going to happen, right? They're going to take possession of, or if there is any legitimate securities involved here at all, they're not going to let these mortgage holders escape retribution. If you don't keep up your increased payments that are almost impossible to do, they're going to foreclose on your house still. You know, all these people are, where's the help for all the people who are suckered
into these? I agree. What's going to happen? There'll be icing on the cake. The icing on the cake will be a minor percentage bailout for American mortgage holders to make it look like something's being done for the average guy.
And the main thing, is that it's the value of these securities is there's no way to determine what the true value is. Of course, it's probably near 10 cents, never mind 700 billion. But the most important thing is none of the criminal impropriety, like the, where you can actually prove criminal fraud, and you can in many of these cases. You have houses in San Francisco, or they're, I call them tool sheds. They're, the cost of these properties are in around $700,000. I've seen a thing that looks like a tool shed for $700,000. It's understanding how they're able to flip these properties over and over in little tight circles, and you're always on the losing end as the American taxpayer because nobody's there defending the public's interest because it's a difficult intellectual challenge to comprehend what is the public, who is that. You know, and so they take advantage of our weaknesses, but all these people who have committed all this criminal fraud, particularly with the ninja loans that we talked about earlier where there's no identification, nobody's been arrested. I don't know of anybody who's been arrested in those scams.
I don't either. There's another aspect of this, John, and the dollar amounts are almost beyond human comprehension. They're saying $700 billion. The final amount's going to be somewhere between that and $1 trillion. And that infusion of money into the system will dilute and make all the money in existence far less valuable. We call that inflation.
Absolutely. And
it could, these kind of dollars being put into the world economy could lead to a dramatic decreasing in the value of the U.S. dollar and a dramatic increase, perhaps even hyperinflation.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're looking for sure at a depression-type scenario where the banks, if they keep the rules as the same as they are now, well, times 700 billion by 20, and then in addition to that, the bankers aren't giving out any additional loans, so they're going to pull out all the remaining cash that's on the streets to keep up with the interest payments on those that are still holding mortgages. There's going to be no dollars. If people will want to work, people will want to hire people, but there won't be no physical currency on the streets because the banks say, "Hey, we got to regain our capital," and we're all going to get run over here if we don't demand, on a national level, you know, or national radio, national television.
What we demand won't mean anything.
Well, open debate. I mean for people to understand.
We can have debate. The bankers and the government are going to do what they want to do.
Yeah, but I watch CNN. I listen to Coast to Coast Radio. Nobody on there is telling people that the banker isn't covering the loan. And that's the first step, I think, is that people have to understand that they don't cover the loan. It just makes, you know, it's crazy that they'd be allowed to do this and then pocket all the cash for themselves. And then now we got to bail them out again. It's just lunacy. And like, the very last thing is to understand in very few countries, it's the shareholder is the depositor. And you can't do marginal loans. The only money the bank lends is what they hold is in countries like Iraq or as it was. Now the IMF has taken over that, and you can't do that anymore. The shareholder is not the depositor. It's the international guys, the trillionaires, Iran and Syria. So you don't have to. It doesn't mean you're a Muslim. It means you're using your mind better to think for ourselves, to serve the interests of the community before private individuals can come in there and pirate our authority. We should be looking out for our interests in the managing of our currency at our banks, not a private bank. It should be operating for the interests of all people who hold a share of value in the nation that supports the currency. So
I agree.
That's what I needs to be said.
We're in for some dangerous times for us economy. Thank you for your call, sir.
All right, thank you.
This I'm reminded to remind all of you what I read here at the end of June. The warning put out by the Royal Bank of Scotland, who's about to wrap up their third century of doing business as being a bank. I think in 19 years, they finish yours, 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 they finish.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 21st day of September, 2008. We had a technical error going on just before the break. I apologize for that. We've got these modern electronic devices, and they don't always function flawlessly, unfortunately. Anyway, we have John from Texas. Are you there, John?
Yeah, hi, John. How are you?
Good. Is this John with the search and rescue team?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, well, give us an update. What happened with the hurricane for you and your family?
Well, as far as my actual residence area, we got a little bit of rain and a little bit of wind, and that was it. And so from that standpoint, here in Austin, in central Texas, we really didn't see much effect from the hurricane, which was really surprising.
I think it turned and came my direction before it got to you.
Yeah, you probably had worse weather than we did because it, like, got to Houston, decided it didn't want any more of that, and hooked a ride and went on up to Oklahoma and on through Missouri.
Yep.
And Arkansas and Missouri and Ohio.
Well, a lot of people saw it. It maintained its classic hurricane shape with a well-formed eye, counterclockwise swirl. And probably millions of people saw it live on the internet radar.
Yeah.
We got the worst flooding in my little valley here within living memory. We got people here in their mid 80s who've never seen flooding in my little valley like this.
Yeah, it was a big rain producer, no question. What I want to talk a little bit, John, is the preparedness aspect of what you teach, because in looking at everything and seeing what I saw, all I kept going back was replaying episodes of your radio show.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. If you were to combine some of the raw footage that came out of the Bolivar Peninsula, out of Crystal Beach, out of Gilcrest, and just tack that on as an addendum to say, look, people, this is 17 feet. Now let's multiply that by 10 or 100 or 25. You know, this
right.
is just a 17-foot storm surge. And the devastation on the Bolivar Peninsula is pretty much complete. It was incredible to see it. And
now tell us about your team. Your search and rescue team ended up not being activated at all?
That's correct. We were put on standby 4-hour ready go by FEMA through the offices of the State Office of Emergency Management. And we were probably in that mode for 72 hours. And then word came down to stand down. Which just,
okay.
And I sent you a couple of web links.
I saw those. There were some amazing photographs. Thank you very much.
And just to show that our team isn't just a little ragtag kind of group, that we train, we go to standards, certified, we do all the proper things to be a viable organization, not just a bunch of guys who just get together and go out and look for people. So we were stunned that we actually, you know, go ahead, John, I'm sorry.
During this event last week, was there any training opportunities for your team to get together and as a team?
No.
Okay.
You know, when we're in this kind of mode, you know, it's get rest, be ready, take care of your family, get yourself right, get your home right, and just be ready to go. Because the call could come at any time. It
right.
could come at 3:00 in the afternoon, 3:00 in the morning. And so trying to run a training session during that time is rough. We're looking at maybe going in and doing some public service work and using that as a training opportunity. There's still a lot of debris, a lot of big trees down. Go in, start moving those and helping people clear their areas and do things like that. And get some hands-on like that and maybe do some other things. But we're letting, right now, they have martial law and curfew in place in a lot of areas. And for good reason. For once, you know, I'll be the first one to bow up about draconian government intervention. But martial law, like on the Bolivar Peninsula, makes absolute perfect sense. Because, first of all, the ways in, you can only get in by boat or helicopter at this point.
Really?
Yeah, the main road, the only road onto the Bolivar rollover bridge, was badly damaged. There's like enough pavement for a lane, but the structural integrity is very questionable.
Really?
And then the ferry landings were destroyed as well.
Is that a causeway? Is it cross water?
Yeah, there's a causeway coming in from the south end and ferry from the north.
Is the causeway at risk, or are the land road going to it at risk, or both?
No, the causeway itself is at risk. It is structurally damaged.
Okay, hold on. We got a break.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen. Be right back. We'll get back to John from Texas and an update on the hurricane. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johngalia.com.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 21st day of September, 2008. We're visiting with John from Texas. John is a member of a search and rescue team that was on standby, on four-hour standby, to respond to Hurricane Ike. Fortunately for his family, he didn't get activated. I know that the team itself was disappointed. I'm sure John was eager to go. But we're chatting and talking about Hurricane Ike and preparedness, how it relates to my DVD on what's coming at us. Are you still there, John?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You got a copy of my DVD just a few days before Hurricane Ike hit, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did. About a week before, actually.
Okay. Have you got any lessons out of that DVD related to preparedness?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell us
about
that.
And it's on point because you're talking about flooding and catastrophic event and about being preparedness, about if you're in, like, they gave evacuation orders with what I will believe to be enough time to get people out. And a lot of people ignored those evacuation orders.
We see that time and time again, though, don't we?
Yeah, and like over on the Bolivar Peninsula, everyone's going, where is everybody? And all of a sudden, people are, the reigning thought now is they got swept out to sea and may never
serious?
Be found. I'm very serious.
Well, how many people were we talking about here?
They don't know. They estimated
This is news. Hold on, John. This is news. We heard a minimal loss of life regarding this hurricane.
Correct.
Like 5 or 6 people.
Well,
what you're talking about could be dozens, if not hundreds.
Correct. On the Bolivar Peninsula, there were maybe 3,600 people stranded on the Bolivar Peninsula when the storm hit.
And how many are there now?
30. And then initially it was 150 and then 30. Now there's talk about people got off, you know, found other ways off after the storm.
You're telling this audience that 3,000 people got drowned in this hurricane?
I don't know, John. The problem is there was no record, and they are talking about people having been swept out to sea.
Oh, my God. Well, who's talking about that? This hasn't been talked about publicly, is it?
Yeah, it's been in mainstream news. It's been on the Houston.
I don't think it's been national news. It may be local down there.
They're not playing it up. And there was a lot of scuttlebutt that, like, media wasn't allowed over the island the first few days after the storm in a temporary morgue. Well, that's bogus.
Well, I would think there would be bodies floating ashore all around that geographical area right now.
Yeah, maybe if they're tied in with the debris and buried up under the debris. The other thing, John, is so much sand got pulled over the island and so much debris, they could be buried also.
Oh, really? So when you say sand, are we talking about 1 foot, 2 feet, 8 feet? What are we talking about here?
It could vary depending on where it piles up in the terrain and topography.
Okay.
You know, and then... It's like the surge went over the island, over there, and then there's another little barrier area, and then it goes out into the intercoastal.
Let's get some clarification here. This island was completely covered by water.
Pretty much, John, yes.
Okay.
And
100-mile-an-hour winds and storm surge moving. This water doesn't come up like a warm bathtub, does it? It's moving fast.
Correct.
Okay.
And you can look at from the videos I sent you from the 129th Air Wing on their survey. If you look down, you can actually see the flow, the backflow sand patterns that are back into the ocean. Okay.
Really?
Where it's as clean as a whistle, but it's sand and there's nothing there, you know, because the water comes in and then it recedes, and it's oftentimes the water receding is just as powerful as the water coming in.
Because
it sucks everything out.
John, I'm going to give you an assignment because this is not making national news. This is news to me and I'm sure most of my listeners today on September 21st. You're in Texas. You're connected with the search and rescue people to different organizations. And can you get some clarification about the fatalities down there and report back to us next week?
Sure. Right now, the fatality count in Texas is up to 50.
Well,
so maybe
what
a
you're
little
saying,
over.
Yeah, well, that's one
the
thing.
Missing,
but
the missing thing is the kicker.
Well, that's what we need.
And, you know, I've been trying to follow along on that, so I will post and keep updated on what's going on.
Well, actually, you know, you've got some connections because of what you do. You need to start exploiting those connections and find out what's the story behind the story.
Yeah. I can do that, John.
Okay. Well, why don't you do that and report back to us next week? We'd appreciate it.
Okie doke.
And so before we wrap up this part of our conversation, would you recommend my DVD for people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's on target. The preparedness. And once again, it's like in the review that the lady sent you on the email. It's presented clearly, very calmly. There's not sensationalism. You can sit there, listen to it, absorb it. What you're saying is on point about being prepared, about surviving this and these type of catastrophic accidents or events and what's could be even, you know, the planet X and the movement of water and gravitational. I mean, it's like I said at the beginning of our conversation today, picture that 10 times over if that had been a 170-foot wall of water. You know, we could be talking catastrophic damage 200 miles inland.
Well, it's coming, and it's coming soon. We won't be sitting here visiting in September 2010 like we are now.
And see, what got me, John, in looking at this, once again, so many people, like their power goes out and they panic. That, you know, 24 hours without electricity, oh, my God, what are we going to do? I can't drink that water. There's no ice. And they go line up for food and water and ice. And, of course, FEMA bumbled around. There were some big mishaps, you know, where you'd go to what they call pods, points of distribution.
Right.
If you can get to them, you know. They had 60 pods for the whole area. And Houston's the fourth largest city in America. Okay?
And how many pods did they have?
60.
60? Okay.
60. And,
how is Houston doing now?
I think they still have about 1 million people without electricity.
Really?
Houston got damaged badly. A lot of the office buildings had their windows blown out.
Is there still a curfew?
Yes. And curfew and also martial law.
Is there a restriction of sales of alcohol and firearms and ammunition?
That I'm not sure of.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I imagine there is because
that's something else you can find out and report back to us next week. We want to get some facts straight here. What's going on in Texas? What people can expect in their own area when these things happen?
Well, see, the martial law that they put in regard to Bolivar makes sense because it's a very dangerous area to be trooping around in. And, there was a lot of hubbub about the government was going to go in and get the people who didn't want to leave, who were still there,
right,
and make them leave. And I can see that because the only way you can get supplies in is by boat or helicopter.
Right.
And, you know, these people just drain resource. You know,
it's tough.
They're draining.
Yeah, they have to, unless they're self-sufficient, they got no business being there.
So.
Well, it's breathtaking. John, you got your homework cut out for you. Find out what you can about those missing people and about what the real status of the martial law in Houston. Martial law might be over by this time next week, but we'd like to know what went on and what restrictions there were for sales of alcohol, tobacco, firearms, ammunition, those kinds of things.
Right.
Well, great. Do your homework. Get back with us next week, John.
Okay. Well, listen, have a great rest of the show.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, John's doing some serious reporting work here, ladies and gentlemen, and we all appreciate it because what he's talking about in Texas local news is not getting out nationwide, not that I've seen anyway. And we have on hold John from Wisconsin. Are you there, sir?
Hey, John, how you doing?
Real good. What's on your mind today?
Good, good, good. I showed your video last night to 40-some people. They're hooked. You're going to get a lot of orders. Yes. And,
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and the thing is, on your video, you should have said, you know, Wisconsin being underwater, maybe that's just a theory, you know. In fact, yeah, the coast will be underwater. Wisconsin's not flat like a pancake. I don't know if you realize that or not. But, of course, the water's got to go somewhere, you know.
It does, and all I know is what the Navy, you know, when you interview four men who were at classified Navy briefings at different times and places, and they all say the exact same thing, that
right,
Wisconsin's going to be underwater. That got my attention. It should have got your attention.
Oh, sure, because my source was the one that told me in the 90s, this person was a high-ranking officer, meteorologist at the U.S. Space Command in Colorado Springs, Colorado, when I was living out there. And that person, I still keep in contact with this person. I tried desperately to get on your show, but doesn't want to come on because this person works for the National Weather Service in another state. And this person saw those maps and said the whole Green Bay area, the thumb that sticks out in Lake Michigan, that's going to be gone. said that Cleveland would be underwater. Anywhere around the lakes, they're going to be underwater. So,
well, praise the Lord. We got independent verification, don't we?
Right.
Somebody that you know personally.
Yeah, I do, because when I heard the term global warming, this person told me don't believe in that. It has something to do with what's going out in outer space, not that greenhouse stuff. But I have this person, I'm going to be sending a video down there, and this person does listen to your show, probably listening now. I wish they would call in, but they don't want their voice over there.
I respect this gentleman's need to protect his identity and to protect his career and pension.
Well, it's a female, it's a she. So.
Well, same. You know, that's not relevant. But she deserves to have what she's got, and I'm not going to challenge that.
And there's the TV weather.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I showed a local TV weatherman here your video, and he saw inland hurricanes. He says, now I know that there's something wrong with their weather, and he might talk about your video on TV. He's not sure yet.
He may play it on television, on the local station.
He may advertise it.
Oh, really?
On his blog, yeah. So he's not sure yet. He's kind of like, I'm not sure, you know.
Well, he's got his career to think about, too.
That's true. But the video is excellent. You should have just said, well, that's just theory. The whole state's going to be, because Western Wisconsin's mostly like the Grand Canyon, like the Ozarks. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. Wisconsin's pretty much hilly and got bluffs and stuff, but the coast will be like, my house is right on top of a bluff here in Milwaukee.
That's where all the people are, right?
That's right.
On the coast.
Yeah. And my house would probably be beachfront property, but I am planning to get out of here in 20 some months here, going back to Colorado. I'm not going to go to Colorado Springs because that's a nuclear target. Steve Quayle told me to get out of there, and Joel Skelskin told me to get out of there.
Yeah, Steve's a good man.
Yeah, and I'll recommend a good book it's called The Big Book of Self-Reliant Living, and it's by the Lyons Press, LYONS, and it's compiled by Walter, I have to spell his name, S-Z-Y-K-I-T-K-A, The Big Book of Self-Reliant Living. Just came out 4 years ago. He talks about in his introduction that we're going to be facing some bad times. And it's an excellent book. It's over 600 pages. It talks about building a log cabin, survival, eat the right foods, how to hunt and trap, everything.
Well, it sounds very comprehensive. I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, it's a very good book. And also the other book called Great Living in Grubby Times. I think it's by Pathfinder Books. They have some good books, too, Everybody's Ninth Bible.
I think that book was done by a former Special Forces trooper.
Yeah, former Green Beret. But the video was good, John, and I'm going to be ordering some more from you. And the people that saw your video wrote your website down. They said they want to order this and show other people. And
that's quite a crowd. How did you manage? Where did you do this, in your home?
This was at a meeting at the Milwaukee Public Library. Some people that we get together and we talk about what's coming down in this country and that, and we share stuff. And there's like 40 people in there, and I showed it.
My goodness. Well, God bless you for doing that.
Yeah, it's great. The thing is, I'd like to see your hair black again.
What? Say again?
I said you should dye your hair black again.
Well, it was always kind of a sandy brown, and it went gray very quick.
I noticed. But you look pretty good in the video. You did a really good presentation, and really a lot of people were hooked on that video. They said, I got to get this. I got to show other people. So you're going to get some orders here. So.
Was this a regular meeting that you have on a regular basis?
It's a regular monthly meeting, yeah. We talked about it's a group of people I hang out with, and we have meetings. It's at the Milwaukee Public Library once a month.
You want to promote it? And there's probably some people in Milwaukee listening. You want to promote it so people can show up?
It's usually we talk about paranormal stuff, too, and that stuff. If you go to UFO2U.com and just check the schedule, I should say, events there. That's Heidi Hollis's website. She's been on George Norrie's site a few times on his talk show. And they every month it's at the East Side Library. And they do
East Side Library, is there a specific, like the third Saturday of every month?
It's like in the middle Saturday. Yeah, like the third Saturday of the month. It's starts at 2 p.m.
Okay, that's great. Maybe you'll get some more people to show up.
Right. And, you know, talking about the floods, Iowa's a higher elevation than Wisconsin. Remember, they had those bad floods there back in June?
Now that's
and,
flat.
Yeah, that's flat. Oh, yeah. And I've talked to people, John, and they said a lot of people died in those floods too.
Really?
And when we had that Harley Davidson event here, because I do security, I've talked to some people from Iowa, and they told me that some people died in those floods. And I says, I never heard it on the news over here.
That's right.
Well,
they do conceal that.
Right. So, well, John, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to say
fantastic. Well, thank you for your call, John. We appreciate it.
I will. We'll talk again because there's some things I got to mail to you I can't say over the air. So.
Okay. Well, we'll talk. Okay. Great. Thank
you,
sir.
See you again. Sure.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know there's new listeners out there. You might be scratching your heads. And we'll talk about what's going on here. We get back from this break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
All right, back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 21st of September, 2008. For you new listeners, my name is John Moore. I am a private detective. I have a website, thelibertyman.com. You can see my photograph with now gray hair, used to be sandy brown. Read my bio. And you can see a kind of a trailer that we've put together for my video, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. It's taking off, and in November, it's really going to take off. I'll be doing a lot of guest appearances on radio and television all over the country, starting in November. Right now, we're just getting started on this. The reviews I'm getting, I started a show out with reading a review from Natalie, one of my listeners. I just shipped five to an attorney out in California. He said, "John, my wife didn't believe any of this until she watched your video. Now she believes." One of the things that many of us are looking for is something that can wake up friends and loved ones as to what's coming at us. Apparently, my video, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, is helping accomplish that goal. And that wasn't my primary reason for doing it. My primary reason was to warn people and make them aware of what's coming at us. If it wakes people up, that's all the more better. It's a fast-changing world and a dangerous world. This economy is exploding in our face, in case you're not paying attention. Things are happening that no living person has ever seen. These bailouts, the dollar amounts they're talking about are staggering. The dollar amounts are beyond human ability to comprehend, beyond human comprehension, quite frankly. $700 billion, I'm hearing, but it as we're near the beginning of this, I'm also hearing the number $1 trillion. These are just fabulous, fabulous amounts of money. And the consequences of this are to be seen and dealt with later. I was talking to my friend John Ross yesterday. John Ross, the author of Unintended Consequences, excellent book. He's also a stockbroker. He knows more about finances and the stock market than most. He said that what's happening now was very predictable. When they started 10, 15 years ago to make loans to people who could not possibly service them, when the housing market was heating up and speculators were buying homes with the intent of not living in them but selling them at a profit, that what we're dealing with now was very predictable. He said it would be difficult to predict the time frame of when what's going on would happen. But the fact that it would happen in the future was very predictable. And now we're living it. The possibility of runaway inflation being a consequence of what's happening is a distinct possibility, which brings up Jim Rawls' book, Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse. Excellent book. I highly recommend it also. Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse. You need to look at my website. I've got an excellent book there on emergency communications. I know I had my emergency communications set up last week when we had the hurricane come over the Ozarks, monitoring these frequencies. A couple of excellent DVD sets on preparedness. Things you can't get anywhere else except my website and products that I've generated. So check it out, thelibertyman.com. And we are out of time. 1 hour goes fast. We need to get back to two, don't we? Have a great week. Be safe, and God bless America.
Men, are you urinating?